بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قال الله تعالى: أعددت لعبادي الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. So in this chapter of the description of Jannah and what great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannah, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala says, this is called a hadith Qudsi, that it is a hadith but in which Allah Ta'ala speaks, that what Allah Ta'ala speaks and has come to us as the words of Allah Ta'ala, that is that we know as the Quran Sharif. And that which Allah Ta'ala speaks, but is in the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Hadith Sharif. So this is a hadith in which Allah Ta'ala speaks, a hadith Qudsi. Allah Ta'ala says, أَعْدَدُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ, that I have prepared, that is already it is prepared, and this is our belief, and this is the fact that Jannah is already made and it is already present and existent, in existence. And Allah Ta'ala says, I have made Jannah. It is not that Allah has given a contract to somebody else that you make the Jannah and this is how I want it. But Allah Ta'ala Himself has made Jannah. So we can imagine how superior Jannah will be, that Allah Ta'ala Himself has made it. We cannot from that also imagine how superior and how great Jannah is. Allah says, I've made it li'ibadi, for my servants. That is, this izafat, this the case of possession, genitive case, shows that how particular this is, my servants, those who are my servants. And really if we go and see and we study the hadith and Quran Sharif, then this is really for those people who made the object and motive of their life the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala tested them and tested them severely also. But they passed all those tests with flying colors. Like for example, Allah Ta'ala clearly says that Allah had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam with many tests. And what difficult test? The test of slaughtering his own son. The test of leaving his family in a barren valley, that is of Makkah Sharif. And like this, many other tests also which Allah had put Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam through. And they passed all those tests that they were not worried about their own nafs also, their own pleasure also. They were not worried in any way of the things of this dunya, the pleasure, the enjoyment, name, fame of this dunya. They did everything only to please Allah Ta'ala. So therefore Allah says, my servants, that they lived and died only for my pleasure. Their whole object of life was just to please me. And Allah Ta'ala says, as-salihin, that these are those people who are the salihin, the righteous and the pious. In the explanation of salihin, it comes that those people who fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala also and fulfill the rights of fellow people also. They are those people who observe all the commands of Allah Ta'ala directed to them. They fulfill every command and fulfill it properly. And they stay away from everything Allah Ta'ala has prohibited them from. And they stay away from that also perfectly and correctly. They give preference to Allah's commands. So for such people, Allah Ta'ala says, I have already prepared that great Jannah. And the description of the Jannah Allah Ta'ala gives, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ, which no eye has ever seen. Not only one person, but all the eyes of the people of the world together, they haven't seen those ni'mat. So what those ni'mat must be? If we just ponder, think a little bit and let our thoughts go for a bit free, we know what beautiful, beautiful scenes of this dunya we see. What beautiful valleys, waterfalls, dams, lakes. So so many things which are so beautiful, and that is not only what one person might have seen, but no eye has ever seen what Allah Ta'ala has prepared in Jannah. So that will be the Jannah which Allah has prepared for those servants of His who made all those sacrifices in this world. And if we see also, so from the time that our ruh was created by Allah, and after that there is no death to the ruh, it just carries on. And then this little while of 60-70 years in this world is an extremely short period. In that period Allah wants us that we must just fulfill His commands. But we unfortunately fail a lot in this. In fact, all the time we seem to be failing. But we should try and make that effort to please Allah Ta'ala. What a person can see with his eyes is also limited. He hears more. Other people tell him he saw with his eyes certain things. But people who traveled other places, and they came back, and then they told him, this we saw, that we saw. So with, in other words, with the ears, you hear much more than what you see with your eyes. Well, your ears have got much more accessibility to all the things. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. No ear has even ever heard of those ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannah. So no matter how much we could have seen ourselves, or no matter how much we have heard from other people, what things they have seen, but Jannat Namat, no eye has ever seen also, and no ear has ever heard. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And the thought of it has never even passed on the heart of mankind. What we see with our eyes is also very limited, though it is a lot that we see. With our ears, what we hear is much more, but that also is very limited. But what a person thinks and his imagination, there is no limit to that. If any person has to be told, just imagine and think and dream that what type of enjoyments you would like in this world. What kind of a garden you would like, what kind of a bedroom you would like, what kind of a car you would like, and the thoughts will go, they will just go wild. But the enjoyments of Jannat will be where the thoughts of man could not reach also. Where man, with all his thoughts which can go so wild and what a person can think, but the starting of Jannat is beyond that also. So we cannot imagine what great pleasure Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannat. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this little while in this world so that we could get eternally, forever and ever, all those great ni'mat. May Allah bring this realization into us, and not that we give preference to this dunya, we give preference to our nafs, we give preference to this thing, but we keep our akhirat, our Jannat in mind, and we try and reserve, and we try and get our passport for Jannat. The iman Allah has given it, and we look after this iman, and we go with this iman from this dunya to qualify for all those great ni'mats.